Welcome to IdeaGen TV. We are thrilled to have with us Megan Battalion, Chief Technology Officer at Astral Lab and Vice President for the Washington Global Health Alliance. Megan, welcome.
Hi, George. Thank you.
Megan, today we're talking about one of our favorite goals of the UN Global Goals, which is goal number 5. The empowerment of women and girls as part of our Empowering Women and Girls Summit series. Megan, as a leader in your industry, what has been the most significant barrier in your career?
Well, to be honest, it's one of those things that that people talk about as far as the Me Too movement goes, and have really heightened the experiences that women face when they're in not only their personal lives but especially also their business lives. It can tend to be extremely difficult to get opportunities, and whereas I may have graduated with the same degree as one of my colleagues, and in many cases with better grades, I still was struggling to really land certain positions, certain roles that were delivered to men, and had often seen throughout my career men being promoted over me, even if their achievements hadn't been perhaps as strong as mine. And we're starting to see a shift in that now. And we're starting to see more awareness of this. And really a lot of this, and it goes on far beyond gender bias, but it's this unconscious bias in general, that people really didn't understand, or it wasn't as clear to them before that was even a thing. Talking about unconscious bias can really bring about some cognitive dissonance for some people, thinking, well, I'm not biased. I'm just me. And then understanding how unconscious bias actually really does affect us in our daily lives, and all these little things, you can start to see how they start to add up. And then all of a sudden you'll end up with a C-suite that looks exactly the same. They're all the same, age range and gender and maybe sometimes even school background or ethnic background or some sort of cluster of things, because people do have a tendency to gravitate toward things that they're familiar with. And so it's taking a step back and getting out of the box is where I've been able to turn those challenges in my life into greater opportunities, where now I have the opportunity to help people that are perhaps facing some sort of unconscious bias themselves, and work to elevate them as much as possible. Perhaps that's with contracts that I can give through one of my organizations. Perhaps that's mentorship that I can offer. Sometimes it's just as simple as a promotion within one of my own internal organizations. But I strive to understand and recognize meritorious behavior whenever possible, and really make sure I'm looking at that through a lens of, what was delivered, what was achieved, not necessarily, who is the person that did this, and trying to ignore all of those outside parameters. Ignore is probably not the right word. Not let them bias my decisions to the extent that maybe they would if I weren't consciously constantly thinking about it.
That's incredible perspective. And moving a step further, for the young women and girls across the planet that are perhaps aspiring to follow in similar footsteps as yours, what would your advice be to them?
There is no blanket advice, because it really depends upon The opportunities that are available to those young women and girls, depending upon, you know, where they live, what access to education and healthcare and food and water that they may have. So there's not necessarily a blanket statement. But one thing that I think all women and girls have is tenacity. Tenacity and drive to not only provide a better life for ourselves, but a better life for our families. And that tenacity can always translate into taking the next step, you know, in that journey. And maybe it means that you're starting a new company. And by that, it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, some multinational conglomeration. This can be a water delivery service. This can be weaving baskets for tourists to take home with them, or sewing pillows. This could be creating new services of food delivery for people who may not be able to make it into markets. There's a lot of different opportunities that are out there, and they don't necessarily all need to be for-profit dollars, you know, either. There's opportunities that can, you can use your tenacity to create opportunities in the process of creating opportunities, right? Like, try to get to a point where no matter what it is that you're doing, you're able to elevate the people around you and bring everybody up together. And I think that that is one common thing that women and girls around the globe have the ability to do, is to reach out and try to elevate the other people around them so that we all grow together.
Incredible. Incredible guidance, and what an incredible journey as well, Megan. And so how are you using the absolutely incredible platform that you have built for yourself to help empower women and girls across the planet?
I have a couple of different mechanisms. One of my favorite organizations is my alma mater, the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. And I have had the distinct pleasure to work with some incredible students there over the years, especially as it pertains to the UN Climate Conference. And we've attended as a delegation together throughout these years, and really getting to know these students and work with them very closely. And even if their work didn't have an immediate facet that they recognized of global health, working with them to understand how much global health really does play into what they're doing and what they're thinking about. And I've seen some absolutely phenomenal students throughout this just blossom into incredible researchers and have moved on to their own labs. They're now, you know, they're no longer a grad student or a postdoc. Now they're a professor somewhere, and they're teaching their own students how to really think about everything from a human and planetary health perspective, and how everything ties together. And so I think that my experience working with SIO and working with them at COP has been one of my absolute favorite projects, to be able to mentor such a special group of students.
Absolutely inspiring, Megan. And so have you drawn any of your inspiration from other female leaders in your field that came before you? And if so, who were they?
Yes, absolutely. My goodness. There are quite a few people that I can think of. So Margaret Leinen is the she's the director, the vice chancellor at Scripps Institution of Oceanography, which I mentioned before, and not to, you know, use this platform platform to elevate them, but you did ask that question. She is one of these really incredible people that has had a diverse career in both business and in research. And she's brought the university this new, really interesting way of thinking and approaching interdisciplinary research. And so I think that I stand in awe of what she's been able to accomplish. And I feel very fortunate that once in a while, when I'm down in San Diego and she's got a little time, she's still willing to meet and have coffee with me so I can pick her brain a little bit more, because I think she's just truly one of those phenomenal individuals. There are so many women that I admire and I look up to. And, you know, honestly, it's hard to choose. If there's one more, and this is my best friend growing up from the time that we were super little, and I mean like 3 years old, and her name is Nikki Curtis. And Nikki Curtis Everhart now. Nikki is now the director of the Global Citizen Project, which you may have heard. They throw these like really big concerts, and they're very, very focused on making positive social global impact, not only from an environmental health aspect, but also from a human health aspect. And just watching Nikki from the time that we were young ladies growing all the way up together, and then seeing how we've both evolved through our years and our careers, and then seeing what Nikki has been able to do. She's got both her master's and her PhD. She was living in Russia for a while, you know, and now she's working with Delta and Global Citizen and doing all of these things and making these incredible and impactful events is just awe-inspiring for me. So I think she'd be another one.
So the list is very long, Megan. It's really, when you think about those points of light, to use that euphemism here, these are all points of light in a sense, right? These are extraordinary individuals that spark change. And by the way, I think part of the message today that I'm hearing is that an individual can change the world. It's possible. And it begins right there in your own city, community, home. You know, it begins right there, and it can really spark change that will blow your mind, for lack of a better way to describe it. And that is what you're doing, Megan. Megan Battalion, you are changing the world. And so we want to express our sincerest gratitude to you, to Adastral, to the Washington Global Health Alliance, to all of your colleagues, to everyone that you work with each and every day that's helping you change the world as well. It's just an incredible network and incredible individuals dedicated to achieving these global goals. And so I'd like to ask you, Megan, what is your call to action today for our global audience as we work to progress and ultimately achieve goal number 5 of the United Nations global goals?
Empowering women and girls is not something that we need to, should just say. It's something that we need to live and breathe and actualize. It's very easy for me as a woman to stand back and say, well, of course I want to give other women opportunity, but it's harder to actually put that into practice. And so, you know, I challenge everyone, regardless of your gender, to check your unconscious bias, make sure that you understand why it is that you're actually making decisions, and work really, really hard to create opportunities that may not have existed before for the sole purpose of providing a way to elevate people who do not typically receive those opportunities. And be sure that when you're going through your hiring practices and everything else, that you really truly understand why you're making the decisions that you are to, you know, hire somebody that looks and speaks and talks exactly like you, as opposed to somebody else that might be able to bring you or your organization a completely new perspective that could change the course of your organization. So I challenge all of you to really, really think about why you're making your decisions, and to try to do as much as you can to empower those around you who may not have received the same opportunities as you.
Megan Battalion, Chief Technology Officer at Astral Lab and Vice President for the Washington Global Health Alliance, thank you for all you're doing to change the world.
Thank you, George.